WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump is flying through the night to Asia for security and trade meetings. Before departing, he defended abandoning trade talks with Canada.
I'm very disappointed in Canada. They lied. I mean, it was a fraud what they did.
Trade barriers hurt every American worker and consumer.
This Canadian ad using the voice of the late American President Ronald Reagan criticizing tariffs set President Trump off.
Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industry shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs.
It led the president to abruptly declare all trade negotiations with Canada are hereby terminated.
Correspondent Nicole Killian. The Pentagon is deploying an aircraft carrier strike group to the waters off South America, prompting Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to charge the U.S. as, quote, fabricating a war that we are going to prevent. This as BBC's Tom Bateman reports the U.S. attacked a 10th boat Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said was carrying drugs, killing six people in the Caribbean Sea.
Members of Congress who have not authorized the use of lethal force have raised mounting questions about the strikes, the intelligence assessments they are based on, and their legality. UN rights experts say such a resort to military force in place of law enforcement activity amounts to extrajudicial killing, while one former State Department legal advisor described the strikes as murder. The military buildup has sparked fears in Venezuela that Washington's ultimate goal is the overthrow of President Nicolas Maduro.
Addison Barger launched the first pinch-hit Grand Slam in World Series history as the Toronto Blue Jays overwhelmed the defending champion Los Angeles Dodgers 11-4 in Game 1. With inflation 3%, CBS's Joe Ling Kent reports the cost of living adjustment for Social Security is announced.
The Consumer Price Index helps determine how much the Social Security Administration increases the benefits on a yearly basis, and the SSA announced that recipients will see a 2.8% cost of living increase to reflect inflation. And this is calculated in part by averaging the data from July, August, and September. And this will go into effect in January for nearly 71 million Americans.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in the Middle East, as CBS's Holly Williams tells us.
The Secretary of State visited a new coordination center in southern Israel, where around 200 U.S. troops are monitoring the fragile ceasefire in Gaza.
There's going to be ups and downs and twists and turns, but I think we have a lot of reason for healthy optimism.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Remember when they used to ask, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" At Bank of America, we ask every day, "What would you like the power to do?" When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Looking for love? Well, watch out for a heartbreaking new dating trend.
There's ghosting, there's shrekking, and now there's throning.
It's when someone dates another person in order to boost their own social status or reputation. Basically, the date is a throne that is used to elevate the person who is doing the throning.
Get it? As the TikToker explains, it's dating up for all the wrong reasons.
The scenario focuses solely on social influence or status and not on building a real emotional connection.
So if that person you're dating seems overly focused on your money, your power, or all of your online followers,
it may be time to move on.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
An Iowa farmer is still looking for hundreds of mink released in a break-in that happened overnight Monday into Tuesday morning near Woodbine, west of Des Moines. 60% of the 2,000 mink raised for their pelts have been recovered. It's thought the release was done by activists who say that mink farms have cruel conditions. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening cloud cover for tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of a shower or sprinkle, a high in the low 50s. Sunshine's back for Sunday and warmer. Highs climb up into the upper 50s. Right now it's 31.
The other night, everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Oh, From Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Riding.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke.
Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
American woman, said get away. American woman.
People of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits. Don Rosen.
Mad about saffron. Well, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. About 14, 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly, they call me mellow. A wind of a loss of tenil. Born a high forever to fly. If you want your cup, I will fill. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow.
Call me mellow yellow. Saffron. Dr. Saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite right, Slim.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite right, Slim.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command.
Winking. I get good.
this little game that you are playing. I'm gonna tell you all the things my heart's been a dying to be saying. Just like a ghost, you've been a haunting my dreams, so I propose.
Julie, are you thinking of me? reservation, don't be slow. No, 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 no. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No, 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 no. And I don't know.
WRJN. Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man comes.
Trouble brew. summer's morn. They call her Dawn.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The U.S. is sending the Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier strike group to waters off South America. And the U.S. struck a 10th boat allegedly carrying drugs, killing six in the Caribbean Sea. National Security Correspondent Charlie Daggett reports it's an escalation of the military buildup in the area.
The Navy's largest ship, the Ford, is stocked with F-18 fighter jets, surveillance aircraft, helicopters,